55 KRC. The Talk Station. Brian Thomas with you. Very happy Thursday. And because I just got an email, I got Congressman Mike Turner on the phone. But real quick, Congressman Turner. Oh, by the way, welcome to the program, Mike. It's a pleasure to talk to you again.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing quite well. I just had an email, Mike. I want to remind folks, since we have the Freedom Concert tomorrow, Sean Hannity is going to do his live broadcast. If you're looking for a wristband, they will be available right inside the entrance at Kings Island. I know a lot of folks were kind of puzzled by that, because as of yesterday, Mike, he was not going to be doing the show. Now he's doing it. So anyway, I've got that order of business out of my plate. We're talking about health care all morning. I was looking at the Senate Health, Education, and Labor Pensions Committee version that was approved. And they actually have provisions in this health care bill for community-based organizations, which, I mean, Senator Chris Dodd even admitted could include ACORN, to come around and measure weight, nutrition, physical activity, tobacco use. I mean, what in the world is going on here?
Well, it is amazing that, you know, as I'm going out about the district and I'm talking to seniors and I'm talking to residents and citizens, you know, people are very committed to the relationship they have with their doctor. And, of course, the plans the Democrats have by trying to insert groups like ACORN, like you're describing, are to try to divert some of the costs and expenses and monies from healthcare to other social agendas that really are the type that I think we should all have a concern.
Okay, so is that really ultimately what's going on here? Now, I mean, putting aside the fact that Medicare, Medicaid, as well as a bunch of other programs are completely bust broke and sending us toward bankruptcy, what they want to do is, rather than allow the private business and industry to deal with 17% of the American economy, they want to direct a slice of that money to people that are friends with them.
Well, it would appear like that. And you know, as I'm going around the district and I'm talking to seniors, you know, they all understand that Medicare is headed toward insolvency. And you don't take a program that has projected insolvency and take money out of it and make it more solvent. It's simple math. Everybody gets it. And they know that means...
Joe Biden doesn't
care. Well, no, he doesn't. He doesn't, because he thinks we need to spend to keep ourselves out of bankruptcy.
Mike, and I keep going back to that, because in spite of how laughable that sounds and how much fun we have with it, it is evident that this administration clearly believes that. Barack Obama admitted the other day, and I can't remember whether it was Montana or New Hampshire, but he admitted that Medicare, the entitlement, is going broke. It is unsustainable and running out of money, yet he's using it and waving it around as a model? I mean, I'm sorry, Mike Turner, but it seems to me that maybe the president's days of youth have not necessarily escaped him, and he's still hitting the bubbling bong of stupidity.
Well, I would believe that, you know, the president certainly knows what he's doing. And I think what's great is that seniors and the American people know what he's doing. I mean, when he says he's going to take $150 billion out of Medicare Advantage, and seniors know that that's only going to translate into less medical care for them, that this is not a plan about ensuring quality and affordable health care for all.
Well, Mike Turner, Congressman Mike Turner from Dayton, Medicare Advantage, my understanding, it has been a wildly successful program. I mean, am I wrong on that?
No, absolutely. You know, the whole goal here is to expand the health care coverage, you know, to broaden it, to make certain that we have quality, and make certain that we preserve the relationship between the doctor and the patient. The government should not be stepping in between the doctor and the patient, and that's what this plan ultimately will do. You know, I was at a senior housing facility in Dayton, and a man stood up who was 90 years old. And he said, you know, I can stand here today and walk around because, you know, when I was in my late 70s, I got a new knee. He said, Medicare is not just about extension of life. It's about quality of life. And he said, and I don't want anybody telling my doctor that I should just have a cane instead. And he's very active, looks great. And, you know, certainly he's absolutely right. Medicare is about quality of life, not just extension of life.
No question about it. But in the final analysis, in order to actually make Obamacare work, or even to continue Medicare or Medicaid ongoing, isn't this about ultimately rationing care? Because if you do not ration, the system will continue to perpetually build debt for this country.
Well, and he said it himself, you know, the president, and giving an example of what does it mean to have the government take a look at issues of care and the provision of care. He said, you know, well, basically easily translated, perhaps grandma doesn't need a new hip. And that is not the decision that the president or that the government or a government health care plan should be making. It should be for the doctor and the patient.
Well, I noticed, Congressman Turner, that in the next breath he said, well, since it was my grandma, I'd have paid for it myself anyway. But we all know that under a true government-style program, which seems to me ultimately what this administration is pushing toward long-term, you don't have that private option. You can't go and buy your grandmother a new hip, even though the government won't pay for it. And moreover, I mean, let's face it, if there aren't doctors around to provide the surgery for you, you have to wait for years to get a surgery, it's not going to do you a whole lot of good.
Well, the seniors that I was meeting with, many of them really needed the Medicare prescription drug plan added, that many of them at the end of the month were having to make decisions between prescription drugs and food. Their families don't have the ability to step in and really satisfy the promise that we made to them that we were going to provide health care.
But haven't most pharmaceutical companies, I mean, I know there's all kinds of programs out there to offer discount drugs without government involvement, just to offer them to people that show a needs-based. I think altruism on a corporate level could deal with those who truly have a needs-based problem for medication. You wouldn't need the government. I mean, if you allow them to maintain their profits and continue to do R&D without tinkering and micromanaging the private business and foster and encourage charity and allow that through our tax system, which, again, that's something else the Obama administration wants to get away from, for rich people at least, the opportunity to deduct charitable contributions, you would have a better system.
Well, and absolutely. And you know, one of the efforts that we've made is to try to connect seniors to the programs that can offer them assistance with their prescription drugs. You know, a lot of times they just need assistance with information. They need direct contact, and we've been trying to help them with that.
Congressman Turner, stick around. Got to take a break for weather, but I have a couple questions for you about these town hall meetings. 749, 55 KRCD Talk Station. Brian Thomas continuing my conversation with Congressman Mike Turner out of Dayton. Appreciate you coming back on the program with me. And a lot of town hall meetings going on. We have them all over the country. Some have gone well. Some have gone poorly. A lot of shouting, a lot of ratcheting up. I was curious to know if, Congressman Turner, you were planning on having any of your own.
I've been in and out of the district meeting with groups and talking to them about the health care and plan. And one of the great things is that people have been watching what has happened at the town halls that have gone poorly. Congress is watching, and they're having an effect. The members of Congress who are stepping forward, who are Democrats, to try to sell this plan to this community are getting pushback in an educated and informed way. And contrary to what Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid say, this is not un-American. This is the greatest part of America. The people are standing up, speaking their mind, and they're turning this back. If you look at how the White House is retreating, how the Senate is retreating, now Nancy Pelosi might not retreat on this, but they're having an impact on the outcome. Now, for people who want to look to a town hall format, if you go to my website, www.house.gov /Turner, you'll see I'm actually posting the community forums that I'm attending, the questions that people are asking, the types of questions that the people throughout the country are asking. And these have been a great format for people to both air what their position is, learn their congressman's position. In this case, I'm opposed to their plan. But for those Democrats that are stepping forward to try to defend it, it's impacting their support for this plan, and that's excellent.
Well, and I keep reminding folks, Congressman Turner, that, you know, they people, what do we do? What do we do? We don't want this. What do we? I keep doing what you're doing: writing, showing up, voicing your opposition, listening to what the president says, because it seems to me every time he talks, he says something contradictory to the prior sentence, and keep your finger on the pulse of what your men and women in Congress are trying to accomplish, and tell your neighbors about it. The more people learn about this, the more the self-dealing becomes evident. And then I also noticed today, Congressman Turner, that Joe Biden is set to announce $1.2 billion in grants to help hospitals transition to electronic medical records. And I keep going back to the question, Congressman Turner, by what right does anybody in government, and these will be shared among different health care providers and, of course, accessible by government, by what right do they have to get my medical information? Is that not private between myself and my physician?
Well, and there's a number of people who are very concerned about this, and I'm very concerned about this. This obviously is a grab of information about you that I don't think the government ought to be having.
Well, think of HIPAA. I mean, Health Insurance Portability Accountability Act. That was all about privacy. It was sold on the idea that your medical records are private. Well, I guess they're private for everybody except government, and Lord knows government is run by thousands and tens of thousands of just everyday people.
Well, and we don't even have to speculate. We can just look to the track record for the government. The VA repeatedly has had problems with their medical records getting stolen, getting left on laptops that are found later. We have a real concern with the government having the information on all of us.
So I presume then that there is some legitimate legal basis that they argue that they can have this? I really kind of go back to that. I have not accepted any government health care. So I can see the connection because, of course, when AIG took our taxpayer dollars, they did it subject to being micromanaged by government. Same with GM. It always comes with rules and regulations when you accept money from the government or services from the government. I haven't. So I defy the government to be able to take my records and computerize them. I find it offensive.
Well, and you also have to go to the next step of why is there an interest in getting the medical records?
I mean, Joe the plumber.
This is obviously part of the Obama administration's efforts to want to control the medical care that people have and to step in between you and your doctor. And that's what people are opposing. It's what the town hall voices are opposing, and that's certainly what I'm opposing.
Well, Congressman Turner, I will also suggest that once the government has control of such sensitive information, and, you know, it could be really anything, they have a position to put you in fear of them, because any Tom, Dick, or Harry employed by the government that has some kind of access to computers, and ignoring the legitimate point you talk about hackers, they will be able to look at what your records suggest. And I mean, you think about people who've had psychological treatment, maybe people have had issues with sexually transmitted diseases or any number of other embarrassing realities of life that go on the day in and out that have nothing to do with them or their credibility or their personality or their families. That type of information in the hands of the wrong people could be extremely dangerous, and I think it represents a form of stifling of political speech when you've got that threat looming over you.
It is definitely a power grab, one we should all be concerned about and one that we should oppose.
Congressman Turner, what else is on your plate before you run? I mean, you any other things you want to let us know about that we should be concerned or otherwise keep our ears pierced or perked up for?
Well, you know, obviously the economy continues to be the biggest issue. How do we move this economy forward? All economists will tell you that the major two issues that we're facing in this economy are the budget deficit and the trade deficit. And right now, you know, this administration has only worked on one of those. That's the budget deficit, and their work has only increased it. As we look at those two issues, you know, that's where we need to try to make some difference to grow jobs in Southwest Ohio and certainly, you know, my community in the 3rd District, you know, Dayton, Wilmington, Highland, Warren. People are concerned about their jobs. They're concerned about their houses. That's the major issue that we need to push forward.
Congressman Mike Turner, can't thank you enough for spending more time with us on the program this morning. I will look forward to talking to you down the road. Keep your fingers, keep your eyes peeled for these guys, because we are extremely concerned and worried about our liberties being eroded. And I hope you continue to fight the good fight for us.
Thank you for having me.
Congressman Mike Turner.